loving awareness invites you to come home to the illuminated nature of your being. Now, more than ever before, it is time. Join together with us in co-creating a world where loving awareness is the prevailing choice. It begins within the hearts of each one of us. Hello, dear ones. Happy Equinox blessings. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. And I'm here with this week's Illuminate Your Energy Reset, where I dive deep into my intuitive insights and allow Source to come through with beautiful self-care guidance for us all. So this week we're in, well, technically I guess we're into day two of the new season. We are in our first full day of the equinox, the changing of the seasons. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're experiencing spring, and we are welcoming that. I live in Wisconsin, so anyone who lives in the Midwestern states or anywhere where winter is what winter is, we're very much welcoming spring. And for those that are in the Southern Hemisphere, you're experiencing fall, which at that point in the year, the turning of the seasons and the cycles, you're welcoming that just as much. Each season has its beautiful presence and its welcoming energy that we all draw into our hearts. So wherever we are on this beautiful planet right now, let's just know that what we're really recognizing is this energy of equinox, this energy of equal. Equinox really means equal light and equal dark, equal day and equal night. And what the equinox really does for me is it helps me to sort of just notice where I am in or out of balance. It helps me to center myself. It helps me to bring my attention to where do I really need to focus on greater balance? Are things in balance? And no matter where we are on the planet right now, if we're talking about an equinox and the energy of light and dark and the balance of those energies, then we might all be feeling, many of us will be feeling, that there is discord in that balance, that no matter how light aware or light focused we are, there is what seems to be a whole lot of darkness happening. So as I'm sitting down to tune in with you right now for this energy, right here, right now, what's coming through the most, if we're talking about balance, and we know that things are feeling not quite as in balance as we would like, and we want to bring balance forward, where we need to focus right now is in acknowledgement of what is, acknowledgement that there are darker forces that are at work, acknowledgement that the darker energy seems to be having its way in certain regards on the planet right now, and acknowledging that for what it is. And in that acknowledgement, also acknowledging that we're not disempowered by that, that at the very same time that the darker energies are having their way in this world, there is also a balancing of that energy. We don't notice the darkness without the light. We don't notice the darkness without the light. And so the light, that means it is present. And so this week, what I'm really feeling right here and right now, because I know how overwhelming this energy has felt for all of us, anyone who is alive and tuned to their hearts and tuned to the consciousness that is rising on this planet is also tuned to what is happening and the discord and the out of balance nature that we may be feeling right now. And as we are aware of that, as we acknowledge it. That's the word that keeps coming. It is important for us. It's not about turning our heads aside, turning our attention aside and saying, I'm not about the dark. I'm only about the light. So I'm just going to shine my light as bright as I can. It's not about that. It is about the acknowledgement of what is happening and knowing that we are here as powerful forces of nature and powerful forces of light here and now, very much on purpose on this planet to help bring balance to what is in discord. And there are a million times infinity, different ways that we can immerse ourselves in that expression. We've been talking about this now for several weeks. It continues to come through this message in a little different ways each time that we sit down to meet like this. And today, what's really rising to the top more than anything else, being that we are in this energy of equinox and focusing toward balance, is in the acknowledgement of what we feel so intensely and see happening in this world. How will we work with that energy to not allow it to drag us into the spiral of darkness, which is, by the way, what many in power would want as an outcome right now in this world? That's literally what that force is banking on. Is us being so swept up in the current of fear and the current of darkness and the current of separation and disillusionment that we're so swept up in it that we don't know who we are, that we don't know the light of our beings. But it's not working. We know what is real. And as we importantly acknowledge that, it's like we're calling their bluff. It's like we're calling the bluff of the dark forces that are at work and saying, I see you. I see you fully. I see you clearly. And in the clarity of my knowing what it is that you are trying to upend on this planet, know that I know. And I see. And I am here standing in the light of my being in full acknowledgement of this course and this trajectory, knowing that the light is all-pervading. So it is not ever about dismissing or denying or diminishing. It is about acknowledging fully and standing in the face of that and turning the high beam up. Right here today, what comes in stronger than anything else is the energy of love. Love and light are synonymous. And this is not about love and light, everything and everything will be all better. This is about knowing the power of love and the power of light. This is about standing in the face of the darkness and shining that love forward, shining that light forward, not turning away from it and pretending it doesn't exist, but standing in its face and saying, I know you, I see you, and I stand here in the clarity of my truth, which is love and is light, and I am capable of loving more. I am capable of expressing love more. I am capable of loving more. And in the owning and the claiming of our presence as love, our presence as light, we are able to feel reinvigorated and re-engaged and re-empowered in the truth of our nature. It is easy right now. I am in this with you. It is easy day by day to feel overcome, to feel even shut down or paralyzed by fear, by the darkness that seems at some moments like it could be winning. And then we remind ourselves, I remind myself that this isn't a competition. It's not about winning. Light is the all-pervading force. So there truly is no battle. That doesn't diminish or dismiss what is happening. It's horrific. And this isn't only what's happening in the war that we're most aware of right now. Things like this are happening all over the world. Injustices, crimes, dark, dark energy that is at work to attempt to oppress the light, but the light is always strongest. So we turn up our love. We turn up our capacity toward love. And as we do that, what's coming through very strongly right now, the most important thing that we can do, the place where we must begin, is to love our own self into wholeness. Love our own self into self-healed transformation. Love all aspects of ourself into that place where we believe our value, where we believe our worthiness, where we believe in the light essence that we are first and foremost, that essence that we are born of. It can be very challenging to navigate in this world if we don't know that at the core of our beingness right from the beginning. If we don't understand our essence, if we don't understand the power of our source, the power of our presence, it can be very challenging for us to navigate in this world. We'll find ourselves feeling depleted. We'll find ourselves feeling completely shut down, as I said, paralyzed, feeling pulled off of the center of who and what we are, feeling like we don't know direction, feeling like we just don't know how to navigate forward. And so then we begin to externally focus our attention and we look outward to see, can someone show me a reflection? Can someone show me a reflection of where I'm to be directed right now? I don't know. And that can cause a lot of unrest and turmoil inside. And so the way, the path forward, yes, we need to look for reflections of support. Yes, we need to be able to acknowledge when we do need help in our healing. And also at the very same time, we need to nurture and find the knowing, the recognition of our essence from within and trust that that essence is always online. It can't be broken. It's never lost. It can't be taken from us. It can't even be given to us. It is ours. It is inherent. It is our birthright. It comes with us when we come into these bodies and it leaves with us when we leave these bodies behind. It is the presence essence of who and what we are. And when we know that, then we have the center of our being that is the foundational, rock solid core of all that we are and all that we know to come home to when we start to feel off balance. And it's that place that is vibrating and pulsing love and pulsing light continuously. It is there for us, replenishing, refueling, continuously resourced from within. And when we can begin to know that place within ourselves, it gives us the wherewithal to be able to meet life and what it is handing to us in a way that we haven't before. So I want us this week to really love and honor and acknowledge that part of us that is ever presence, that part of us that is the source of all that is, that lives within us and vibrates love and healing and light and nurturing nonstop, 100% times infinity, while we are here in this physical form and when we are not in this physical form any longer. That presence is infinite, everlasting. I don't know about you, but me, that gives me comfort. That lets me know that no matter what's happening, no matter how spun out I might get, no matter how emotional, no matter how much the waves of emotion when I see loved ones around me hurting and in pain and suffering, no matter how much that affects me, I acknowledge that effect and I feel compassion, and that compassion blooms forward with loving presence. Compassion in itself can pull us under. We can relate with another's suffering so much that it becomes our own. And it is key in this here and now to recognize that we can empathize with another's suffering and with another's pain, but it is not our suffering and our pain completely. It is in the sense that we are all one. But if I allow myself to flow into the stream of pain and suffering of another so completely that I can't find my own love-like nature to be able to offer a preserver, to be able to offer loving support, and to be able to even hold space so that the person that I'm with that is feeling so distraught can see the light while we share the darkness together. If I can't do that, the light disappears and we both spiral. And so I trust that when I spiral and I'm having a hard time seeing the light, that someone who knows me is that buoy, is that safe harbor, is that light that I can still see while they allow and acknowledge and sit with me in what I'm experiencing at that time. But I can see the light. It doesn't completely disappear. It never disappears, but sometimes when we're spiraled to that degree, we can feel like it does. We can feel like we're just enshrouded in darkness and that we can't find our way to the light. And sometimes it's that person who is presence aware, who is in our midst, who says, "Don't worry, I've got you. You're safe. I'm sitting right here with you and I'm holding the light." That is one of the most powerful things that we can do for another and honestly for ourselves. Sometimes if there's not another person in our midst who can be that, that's when we do have to source within and say, "Wait, I'm not alone. The darkness is not all-encompassing. The light of my essence is ever present and infinite, and I know that place within me. Therefore, I am not in complete darkness. I know who I am, and I can sit here with myself and allow the feelings that I'm feeling, and I can allow this experience and know that simultaneously I am the light of my being, and the light of my being sees me through." This is allowing our illuminature to be our inner parent, to be our guide toward healing. And this brings me to just one more point that I really wanted to share with you, and I'm glad that it's coming through now. A couple of days ago while I was making lunch, I was really thinking about this thing about self-healing, because I really believe in the power of self-healing, and I believe that it is critical to our well-being to understand how important it is for us to believe in the power of self-healing. And I guess I was sort of feeling, I was feeling others. I was feeling us as a humanity and knowing that not all of us know the power of self-healing. And then I also was feeling the feeling that it gets when we feel like we're all by ourselves. And I started looking at self-healing and thinking, oh, wow. What if sometimes when we're thinking about self-healing, we're putting all of that pressure and all of that weight on ourselves to self-heal? I think those of us that are living a path in service in this way of helping and supporting others on their path of healing and growth and transformation, that we can think, I have to do this. I have to rise up and heal myself. And I heard very clearly, and I'm going to look down at my notes here because I want to read to you the way that this came through from source. I put lunch aside and I grabbed a pen and paper and quickly just jotted this note. What I heard was, self-healing doesn't mean we have to do it alone, all by ourselves. It means we recognize the necessary, cooperative, empowered role we play in our own healing. It is safe to ask for support. It is natural to need support. No one ever said that we are meant to go it alone. That is not what self-healing means. Self-healing simply means that I believe I have the power to self-heal, that I am 100% committed to my growth and my healing. And I am a willing, empowered, cooperative presence in the power of my self-healing. I am here for it. I'm committed to it. And in that, I welcome support. I welcome the support of loved ones, the support of guides and teachers. I welcome the support that nature gives me. I welcome the support that I can receive on many, many levels to help to integrate and amplify the power of my committed self-healing. And so today, as we've crossed the threshold, we're into our new season. I really want to invite us to tap into that energy. Move the video back a little bit and listen to what just came through around self-healing. And check in with yourselves and ask, am I committed to my self-healing? And also, this is coming in right now. Know that as we each uniquely and individually commit to our self-healing, we heal self. And what is self? Self is connected to all, connected to one. So as we commit to self-healing, we are committed to healing the whole. Because there is no distinction and no separation. That's an illusion that we subscribe to. So by tending to the garden of our soul, by committing to self-healing, and knowing how empowered we are in our self-healing, by doing that, by focusing our loving energy there, know that we are healing the whole. There's no greater place for our loving awareness, for our loving attention to be right now. This is literally how we can show up in our love and in our light right now, to embrace what we see as needing healing, to embrace what we see as darkness. Darkness is only darkness because light hasn't been brought to it yet. And darkness will always be. It's a part of our experience here on this planet. We're crazy if we think that we're ever going to come to a place in this experience of humanity on Earth where there isn't a duality of energy, where there isn't both light and dark. How would we even know the light if we couldn't see and know dark? How would we know that there was any distinction? And conversely, we can't know one without the other. And it's okay. It is natural for both to be at work. It's not about, oh no, we're being consumed by darkness. It's about, I see you, darkness. I see what it is that you are attempting to create in me, around me, in this world. And I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out. And I'm calling you into the fold of my loving awareness, into the fold of my heart. And I'm saying, here's where we heal. Here's where the light comes on. Here's where everything gets called out of the shadows and embraced into love. It's not about diminishing or denying. It's not about turning a blind eye. It is about seeing full on and embracing it in, bringing it in. So check in with yourselves here and now in this beautiful, potent energy time of equinox. And ask yourself, am I committed? Am I committed to the love light nature of who and what I am? Am I committed to my empowered ability toward self-healing and therefore toward my ability to heal the whole? Am I committed to being who I really am? Am I committed to acknowledging what I see happening within me and happening around me and loving it to wholeness? Am I committed to sitting with what I'm experiencing and accepting it as it is, simultaneous to embracing it into presence? where clarity and direction and purpose live? Am I committed to allowing this gentle exploration, knowing that I'm enough? We're enough. You are enough. And that doesn't mean that there aren't days where we don't feel like we're enough. We're enough no matter what's happening. We have everything that we need, and it's okay to need support. It is never, ever, ever a one or other. It is both and, both and, both and. This is an experience that we are living of infinite nature and finite nature, presence and person. And in that united realm, we've been talking about this. Source brings this through all the time because you know what? We cannot hear it enough. We can't hear it enough. We're here having this human experience, but we are not purely human. We are spirit in form. We are infinite energy taken in shape and form as human. It's a merged experience. It's a merged experience. So my invitation to you this week is to embrace yourselves more. Drop yourselves into more nurturing self-care. Honor, recognize, acknowledge, admit what's happening in your world, what's happening in your inner world, what's happening around you. Claim it. Notice the triggers. Don't try to shy them away or put them under. Notice what's being triggered in you. Notice what's coming up. So much of what's happening right now, this fear of the unknown, so much uncertainty, it's making any insecurity bell and whistle that exists in our patterning, in our experience, in our life that's brought us to where we are right now, to go off full, on repeat. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Feel it. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge that some of what's happening right now is making us really question our value and question our worth and question our safety and our security. Just call that out. It's okay. Embrace it in. Know why. There are reasons why that is happening. And they're valid. We are valid in our experience. We are valid in our feelings. And we are valid in our empowered ability toward healing. We are valid in the essence of our love light nature. We are valid in our ability to love ourselves and all into wholeness. This is what Source is inviting us toward. This is what I'm inviting us toward. Me included, I am right here with all of you, walking this path moment to moment. I promise, it has not been easy. It hasn't been easy. There have been moments in the last few days where I've said to myself, seriously, how can I continue to do this? How can I continue to sit down and share these intuitive insights and these messages that Source guides through when I myself at times feel helpless and like I don't know what comes next? But the answer to that comes quickly and assuredly from within, because I've practiced myself into this place where I trust this awareness that lies within me. And I trust our capacity as humans on this planet to come home to that. And that in and of itself allows me to come here, to sit down with you in this way, to show up completely vulnerable, not having to have it all come out perfectly, but trusting that what does come out and what is shared is on purpose, on point, in the moment, from the heart, and exactly what we all need to sit with and embrace in right now. So I thank you for taking moments out of your day to sit with these messages, to receive into your hearts these words, and to allow yourself to assess what resonates for you. And to take what resonates into your hearts, to take what resonates into your lives, to take what resonates forward in empowered action day to day. And whatever doesn't resonate or piques something else in you that makes you more curious, that's just as well. It's just as well. It's just as well. Allow yourself curiosity. Allow yourselves time for deep inquiry. Allow this gentle exploration. That's what life is. We're here to experience all of it. This last year, I promise, we're almost done. This last year, Source keeps reminding me that we often say this is a human experience. And they've changed up the word. They've added another E word. It's the human experiment experience. Those of you who have been in sessions with me, that comes through for almost everyone, that this is a human experiment experience. That means this is about curiosity. That means it's about exploration. That means we're not here to try to get something done or to get something right. It just means that we're here to explore. We're here to explore the diversity. We're here to explore the landscape. We're here to allow ourselves curiosity, growth, and expansion. That's what it's about. And if there's one thing that I want to leave right here as we bring this around full circle today, is that I want you to, as you're doing this exploration and this inquiry, and you tune in deeply, just ask yourself, is what I'm experiencing right now expanding me in the light of who and what I am? Or do I feel diminished, depleted, lesser than in this experience? And this is a way to help you know if you're navigating by the presence within you. We're always, every day, going to go in and out of small bursts and cycles, some bigger, some smaller, where we do feel depleted, like just discord. We're not in a harmonious sync, and that's okay. But what we can do to help bring ourselves through that is to tap back into that presence nature so that we can move ourselves into a cycle where even if we're still experiencing challenge, we can feel the expansion, we can feel the growth, we can feel the direction and the pulse and the signal and the way through. That's how we know that we're navigating in tandem with our presence nature. I hope you find that helpful. Whoo, Equinox blessings, everyone. If you found this to be supportive, if you like these messages, if you're enjoying sitting down with me each week in this way, please make sure that you subscribe to our channel. Click the little bell so that you receive a notification every time a new video is released. And comment, please let me know how you're feeling. Sometimes doing these sorts of things in this way can feel like a great echo chamber. And it's hard to know if the messages are landing. I trust that they are, but I can't tell you how much it does mean to see and feel the energy of your experience through your comments. I love having something to respond to in that way. So please, if you have a moment, let me know how these messages are landing. And then please share these videos. If you are enjoying this, it means you know other people who would enjoy these and need to listen and would benefit from this kind of support as well. And you're sharing, you're subscribing, you're liking, you're tapping the bell. Those are all things that tell the powers that be behind the big curtain of YouTube how to get these messages to more like-hearted, like-souled, like-minded people. We need that, please. Thank you so much. It feels so strange every time I do a video to put that invitation out there in such a strong way. And I it is guided as much as any other part of this. Source is like, do it. Ask for the support that you need. This is me asking for your support in this way. Please share these messages. They are meant to reach the masses. Thank you. I love you. If you would like more support, know that I am always available for one-on-one sessions. We can meet privately on Zoom. And if you want to have a similar experience to sessions, but you want to just have support that is more group-oriented and will support you along your committed, empowered self-care, self-healing journey, join us at Illuminate Your Circle. The resources that are inside the circle are all designed to help you in your empowered, authentic living as your soul grows and expands to new heights and you really embody what is coming forward in these messages. There are journal prompts every week, new ones, attunement statements that help you to inner parent, that help you to affirm the light of your true being. There are guided flow daily practice videos, more support audios, more and more is coming all the time. If you're interested, please become a member. It is a monthly membership. There is so much there for you. It's Illuminate Your Circle, and you can find it at lovingawareness.org. Thank you. I'm Sabina. Thank you for receiving this powerful message from Source with me here today. If you enjoyed this experience and you'd like to give yourself more support in self-care, self-love, intentional living, and relating with your Illuminator, come join our Illuminator Circle at lovingawareness.org. Illuminate Your Circle is a membership space completely devoted to supporting you on your journey of self-healing and awakening. For more information, visit lovingawareness.org. Expressing your gratitude for this message through liking, sharing, and subscribing so that other like-hearted souls find their way to our offerings is greatly appreciated. Be well, dear ones. Thank you. I love you. I'm Savi Ma with Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org.